This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Oh no! It's happened again!
What?
The thing where you have to click... Hello. Wait, look, here we go. Look.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
FUBAR Radio.
I can't believe you were filming that.
Oh yeah, no, it's so good.
Right. Is that... talk?
Yeah, yo!
No. Is that one? No, which one are you?
Oh my goodness.
We're
getting filmed. We're getting filmed to promo our show. And this is how you want to start. I can't believe this.
I'm a bit rusty.
I'm still not. I'm still not confident that we're on air now.
I've not pressed record. Well, hello. As you're probably quite aware, you are listening to the News-ish show, bringing you the newest news now. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Did we not have another little tagline? What was that?
Bringing you the news after it's happened and never before.
There we go.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to be looking at the headlines from the broadsheets. It'll be Mark Simmons' joke of the week. We'll be going to local news, talking to my mum to find out what's happened to her recently. And then it'll be the tabloid news that's mainly run by Mark. And then it's the weather with our special guest, comedian Susie Ruffle. Okay, so welcome back. We've been away for a while,
yeah.
As you can probably tell so far. the first section that we normally start off with is Save It for the Radio Show. This is an opportunity for myself and Mark to catch up on air.
It's been ages. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know.
It feels like probably longer than it is.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. So, yeah.
How long has it been, Sean?
But I think 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I've been filming a thing, but I can't tell anyone what it is.
Ah, but it's I know what announced. It is, so can I tell them?
No.
Okay.
Right, but you've been on holiday.
I went to Cyprus for 6 days.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't very exciting. Well, it, like a nice holiday, but just...
Who did you go with?
One of my mates.
So just you and a mate?
Yeah.
Cyprus. So
yeah.
Were you on the pool?
No.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because well,
you're surprised
you
by yourself.
No, because I think you're surprised. I'm anticipating your surprise.
Well, I know what you like.
What?
You're a horny man.
I'm a horny man.
Horny man.
What are you talking about?
Every time I meet up with you, you do that thing with your fist that
no.
I can't show people on radio where you go, whoa.
Yeah, but that's just a joke.
No, it's not. You're a horny man.
Well, I wasn't horny in Cyprus.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, you know what, Sean? Just wanted to recharge my batteries.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, just, in the sun.
Did you read
nice.
The book?
Well, I come back whiter probably than I went. But
No, a bit sunburned.
Didn't read the book, no.
Didn't read the book.
I've got sunburned on my face, I suppose.
I don't know.
Yeah. Didn't read the book, no. What did you do? I tried to write some of my Edinburgh show.
Okay. So yeah. Work. You went to Cyprus to work.
Well, I went to recharge my batteries.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You live in Canterbury, in a country where sheep are. Why do you need to go and recharge your batteries?
Well, this is my point. This is why I never go on holiday. I don't like holidays.
What?
I don't like holidays,
Sean.
What
do you mean?
I don't like them.
So you didn't enjoy Cyprus?
Oh, no, I did. But
so you do like holidays?
I've changed my attitude a little bit.
Okay, why didn't you like holidays?
Because, well, I'm in a lucky position where I really like my job.
Yes.
So I don't ever really... feel like I work.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I
mean, I've watched your act. I've done.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Horny man that's shit at comedy.
You are a horny man.
So we spoke about this before. I find I don't like going and I don't like coming back. The traveling is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely.
It ruins it. It ruins a hot... So all that good... Mate, it took me about 10 hours to get home last night, waiting on a plane.
Waiting on a plane?
Yeah.
What else do you want to be doing on a plane?
Well...
That's what it is.
Yeah, but we were on there longer than we were meant to be.
Is that what you call getting on a train?
You know what
happened? I was waiting on a train.
Do you know what happened,
waiting on a train all the way here.
Do you know what...
There's nothing else to do. You have to wait. That's what being on a train is waiting to get where you're going. That's what it is.
Do you know what happened?
What?
It was a 5-hour flight. He got us there.
Me? What do you mean?
Pilot!
It's not down to him!
Pilot?
It's not like, oh, we got a shit pilot. It's taking him 2 hours. Why don't we get the better pilot?
Wait, he got us there at 4 hours 20. So he got us there 40 minutes early, and he was well smug when he was telling us.
Fine.
Do you know how long we had to wait on the plane to get off after we'd landed? 35 minutes. Oh, thank you for helping us with that 10 minutes. And then the baggage took about 30 minutes. So if anything, we were there longer. And it's stressful. And now I'm more stressed than I bloody was when I went.
That's what I think. When 24, you can handle a 24-hour wait to get to Australia.
No.
Just waiting in a chair.
Apparently there's a plane that's going to take you all the way now or something, isn't there?
Going to take you all the way?
That can get like a 24-hour straight plane ride.
Well, apparently there's going to be... How would you feel about this? I think this is what Virgin Galactic is. A plane... Yeah. That takes you out into space so that when the Earth spins and then it just drops back down into Australia, so it takes like an hour.
Piss off.
Would you be up for that?
Hang on. I'm going to probably sound really stupid now.
Oh, no, a couple of hours. I don't know the...
How long do you think it takes for the Earth to revolve from...
But no, but if the rocket...
Yeah.
Virgin Galactic Mobile,
yeah.
The Branson Mobile,
yeah.
Is going towards Australia, and Australia is coming towards it. It will take less amount of time.
Yeah.
Would you be...
No.
Well, of course it would!
Well, why doesn't the plane just go the opposite way that the Earth's going, and then it'll get there quicker, won't it? That's the same thing, isn't it?
No!
Yes, it is. Isn't it? Why is getting to space helping? Why don't you just take the rocket straight to Australia?
What?
Just get the rocket to go straight to Australia instead of going up and then coming down. Just go straight there.
because you're not in the Earth.
I'm not in the Earth. You don't know what's going on. You're not in the Earth. You're in the space.
You're not on the planet anymore. You're in space.
You're not on the planet when you're in the plane, are you?
You are.
No, you're not. You're not on the planet. You're in the air.
Hang on.
How's being in space going to help?
Oh God, got some details here. Qantas flight QF9 completed its 14,500-kilometer journey from Perth in just over 17 hours, March 25th, 2018.
But that's not the space one, is it? Is that the one that I was talking about earlier? Why have we been told this? How is this relevant?
This is a disaster.
How is this relevant?
I'm just gonna have a little chat with my producer. Could you try and find out about that Virgin Galactic thing that I think I read
Made
in
up.
The paper? No, I read it in the papers
right.
for this show, but we didn't get to it. A few weeks ago, or months ago, whatever.
Yeah.
We need to explain that. Okay.
Yeah, okay, we'll come back to that.
We also have to remember that we are a news show.
Yeah, and that was the news.
Well, how was that the news?
Well, that was in the news. You said it was in the papers.
It was old news now.
It's old news now.
It's old. Does that work? Old? Because, new is in news.
Olds.
And if it's olds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit slang.
With a Z.
Yeah.
Said it with a Z.
So...
Yeah.
Should we take a look at the broadsheet headlines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Guardian go with Javid steps into breach as PM tries to halt Windrush crisis. The I go with Javid signals fresh start at Home Office. The Times go with Javid to end hostile era for illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And the Daily Mail go with We Gonna Getcha.
What's that one?
We Gonna Getcha.
Yeah, what's that?
They're trying to start a campaign. Daily Mail trying to start a campaign for vegan sandwiches to actually contain vegans in the sandwiches. so for meat eaters to eat vegans.
Oh,
not really
horrifying.
For me. Horrifying. Terrible paper.
So first things first, Sean.
Right, go.
Javid, who's that?
Javid, I think that's the way you pronounce it. I always get worried, basically, when it's not someone called like John Smith. I go, I'm not going to be able to say this.
Javid.
So I did YouTube how to say his full name. So his full name is...
Sajid.
Javid.
That's from YouTube.
What? Sajid.
Javid.
That's not the same person, is it?
No, because we've had to use two different YouTube clips and put them together.
So...
Because you couldn't just YouTube.
Sajid.
Javid.
You had to.
Why is he saying it like that?
Sajid.
Go do it again.
Sajid.
Javid.
Oh my goodness.
So, no, but you know his name now.
Sajid.
Javid.
Sajid.
So Javid.
So it's not
isn't
David.
His first name.
It's Javid. What?
No, that's his surname then. Is it?
Yeah, Javid is his first name.
No, why is it? No,
Sajid is his first name, so his full name is.
Sajid.
Javid.
Hang on, so Javid's his surname.
What?
Javid is his surname.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sajid.
Javid.
Sajid.
Javid.
Sajid Javid.
Sajid. Not Sajid, Sajid.
Sajid?
No, Sajid.
Sajid.
Javid.
Sajid.
Sajid.
Sir. No,
Serge.
Sajid.
No, it's like Sajid.
No, it's Serge.
Sajid.
Javid.
No, Serge. I'm going to call him Sajid.
No, but it's not. What's the point of getting it on YouTube if you don't say it?
I'll tell you what, nickname, Saj. There you go.
Serge.
This is ridiculous. Right. So, he has just been made Home Secretary because Amber Rudd had to resign.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
What's Home Secretary? What's their responsibility?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on. Explain his new role.
Home Secretary.
Explain.
Sajid.
Javid.
His new role.
Is he like? Is that like the next important one after the Prime Minister?
No.
No?
I don't think... I think... Well, generally speaking, I think sort of people see Chancellor as number two, generally. Do you know what Chancellor is? The money bloke.
Yeah, the Exchequer.
The person.
Yeah, Chancellor of the Exchequer. Yeah.
Well done.
Home...
Secretary, so Amber Rudd has had to resign.
Secretary, does she answer the phones? He answers the phones.
No, Amber Rudd has had to resign because she basically lied in a meeting.
What about?
She said that the government didn't have a target for getting rid of immigrants. She said, "Oh, we don't have a target." When they asked her, "What is the target?"
Okay,
and it turns out that they did.
Right. And is it a bad thing that they've got a target?
Do you know what? Genuinely, reading the papers this morning,
illegal immigrants. Let's
yes,
make
it
sure.
Is illegal. It is illegal immigrants. But yeah. I think what the problem is that what's happened is that they've started deporting legal immigrants that are called. They're from the Windrush generation. Have you heard this? About this, yeah.
Windrush
generation.
Windrush.
trying
to work out why it's called
your
that.
Eyes. I can see you thinking, looking round your head. What could that mean? Actually, Windrush. I don't know why it's called. They're called the Windrush generation. I know what they are.
Are they? Hang on, can I guess?
Yeah.
Are they? So immigrants come over.
Yeah.
And these may be illegal, and then they have children. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
they were born here, but. So they are legal because they're born there. But
there's some of that involved. You're not wrong there. Oh. No, what it is after the Second World War.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's fine. After the Second World War, when the UK was in a bit of shit.
Financial.
Not just financial. It'd be blown to pieces, buildings and all that.
Blitz.
Basically, it really doesn't sound good. Those arriving in the UK between 1948 and 1971 from Caribbean countries have been labelled the Windrush generation. And basically, they were, I don't know the ins and outs of it, the details, but they were sort of invited over to help clean up the damage. It doesn't sound good, does it?
Hang on. Oh.
Doesn't sound
good.
Oh,
that sounds really bad.
It does sound bad. And then what's happened is now they've done their work. It's like, oh, thanks for that. You've sorted out some buildings.
Well,
you put down some
finished.
Rail tracks.
What?
But now that immigration has become a problem.
Yeah.
Or seemingly become a problem.
You can't get rid... I mean, those ones aren't even around. They're probably... They must be, like, really old now.
A lot of them are very old, and that's what's so sad, and that's why there's been such an uproar
that's
about it.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. The Windrush, the term Windrush, is a reference to the ship MV Empire Windrush, which arrived at Tilbury Docks on the 22nd of June 1948. That's interesting.
Oh.
Bringing workers from Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, and other islands.
They were treated all right, though.
Were they treated all right?
Yeah. It's not, like, dodgy.
What's dodgy?
Oh, you know.
What?
Like, the history of
No, they weren't slaves. But, the, you know, sounds a bit like that. That's the thing, is you go, how much were they being paid?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it didn't sound good.
I'm sure it's fine.
Why?
Should we look into it?
No,
we know, wouldn't we, if it was bad?
I think it is bad.
Oh, it is bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, if you look at... Well, the problem is, you've got lots of people from the Caribbeans coming over, and then a lot of those people, their families,
yeah,
their children's children today, that yep, we like today, those people are yeah, still poor. Right. Not all of them. Right. A lot of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think so, Sean, yeah.
Well, I wasn't very clear there, but they've not been set up properly, have they?
No.
Don't see many middle-class people from... that would have come from the Windrush generation. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Yeah?
Right.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we covered that really well, actually. No, I do. I didn't know anything about it, and I feel enlightened now.
But,
Sajid.
David.
It's the first... what?
This just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we did this on the last...
it's good because I think you should know how to pronounce names. So,
well, me and you disagree on how it's pronounced.
Sajid.
Javid.
Sajid.
No, Serge.
Sajid.
Can people please tweet in if you're listening?
At Big Bird Sheeran or at Sean Walsh.
And let us know whether you think it's Sajid or Sajid.
Give us a little voice memo. Here's the first Muslim Home Secretary.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Don't care. Yeah. I mean, as in...
Good response.
As in... It's good if it hasn't happened before, but I mean, it's not like I'm not shocked, Sean. I think it should be fine.
Great. That's fine. Okay.
That's not news, I don't think. Oh, I suppose
No, it is news. It's in the newspaper.
Yeah, no, I know.
I suppose that doesn't make something news, but anyway.
But I suppose it is news because it's the first time, but it shouldn't be the first time. So
it should be the first time.
It just sounds normal to me, so.
That's fine. Don't stress about
it. It's not an issue, Sean.
I'm just in case. Banged the mic there. In case someone doesn't know.
So, is that the highest up any Muslim's been in the government then?
Do you know what I'm? Yes, I think so. Yes. I mean, that's me guessing, but I did read earlier something along those lines. Oh. I didn't have a highlighter pen on the tube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And people like him, do they? Is he a popular guy?
He's a Tory.
Tory. Yeah.
Conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You know, depending on where you stand, yeah. Still one of the bad guys.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. There you go. It's time for a song. We're going to come back from a song. We're going to have a quick. We're going to go to our section. We're going to find out what the German correspondence.
Oh yeah.
Will be.
Oh great.
Okay. After a song.
Yeah.
This song is going to be "In the Moment" by DMAs.
Waiting for something to shake.
In the Moment by DMAs. Mark just nipped off to the toilet. He said, how long do I have? I said 2 minutes so that you would run. Actually, it was 3.5. Didn't have to run. I'm just a prick.
I thought that was...
Yeah, 2 minute song. Yeah, so...
Can I just say something, Sean?
Yeah.
Left-handed scissors.
Yeah.
What a load of nonsense.
What do you mean? Are you left-handed?
No, these are left-handed scissors, and I use them right-handed, and they cut absolutely fine. What is that about? What a rip-off. Well, people who have got normal scissors at home have to go out and buy left-handed scissors, and they don't need to. So if I can do that with left-handed scissors, surely left-handed people can do the same thing with right-handed scissors.
Even though I am aware that this isn't great for radio, get here, I want to have a go.
Are you left or right-handed?
So these are left-handed?
Yeah.
And I'm going to use them right-handed?
Yeah.
And it works?
Perfectly.
But does it work on your left hand? You'd hope so.
Oh, well, you're not left-handed, though.
No.
Yeah.
Right, so they're just both-handed scissors.
So also, I reckon all scissors are like that. I think it's a conspiracy.
Right, okay. Thank you. So, there you go. It's German Rob. German
yes.
Rob's correspondence. And so, then it'll be Mark Simmons' joke of the week, and then we'll be talking to my mum and finding out her local news.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Right, we got a new jingle for Rob, because German Rob found the previous jingle offensive. We've not heard this yet. It's German Rob.
Do we still have the old one on there?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Political correspondence with German Robert.
German Robert.
Oh, see, that's a bit boring.
No, I prefer the sort of racist one.
So I've been away.
Yeah.
And German Rob is in America at the moment.
Ooh.
So he just sent me a couple of paragraphs about something, and I read it last night.
Yeah.
I'll try and remember it.
Okay.
also, before that, after last week...
Can you explain that German Rob, what he does? Why is the expert?
German Rob is my housemate.
Yeah.
And actually, this is an interesting point. Not interesting, but he actually, after last week's show, he told me that I keep getting the name of his degree wrong.
Oh, what is it?
Last week I said it was something about American conflict. It's a PhD, American conflict in politics or something.
Yeah.
But he said it's not American.
Okay. Well, why is he an American then? Coincidence. Oh, no.
His girlfriend lives there. Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah. But he did go to a conference over there as well.
Okay.
Because he's into all UN stuff. I think that's still right. He still wants to work for the UN.
Okay. So what is the name of his PhD?
Something. I'll find out for next week.
Well, we can't wait. That's just got some more downloads on the podcast.
If anybody's listening, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean for next week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, good thinking.
Come on. Crack on.
Right. So, North Korea, South Korea. Big news.
Yes.
Big news,
yes.
Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
Big world news.
Yeah, yeah.
So the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, met the South Korean leader.
Oh, we should have YouTubed his name.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get how to pronounce the...
It might not be
the
that
leader
confusing.
Of South Korea. It might not be, but
try
just
it.
To be sure.
Kim
Jong-un, sometimes some people pronounce it Kim Jong-un.
Oh, no. So it's Kim Jong.
Okay.
So they met up at the border.
Yeah.
So, and then they held hands and they crossed the border, and basically it was this big moment that they're actually very close.
Sounds like they met up on Tinder.
It is a bit. it sounds like they're very close to for the war, to stop the Korean War.
Yeah.
But Rob said the Korean War has basically been on hold for 50 years. So it's sort of happening, but it's not really happening.
50 years?
Yeah. Since the 50s. Or 50 years.
So if nothing's happened since then,
nothing really. They just not got on, and they don't have anything to do with each other, and there's always a risk, right?
Okay.
So, Rob says...
You're doing well so far.
Yeah, thanks.
Quite
it is the last bit that I think I'm going to have trouble with.
Okay.
So Rob says that the South Korean leader, who we will find out how to say his name in a bit...
Yeah.
He has played it brilliantly by basically saying that Trump... It's his win. This is all because of Trump. Like, he's passing it off as Trump's victory.
Yeah.
And Rob thinks that's because he wants to help the Korean and the South Korean and the Americans trade deals and stuff in the future. So he's sort of basically like stroking
him.
His ego.
Yes, yeah.
So now Rob thinks that Trump is claiming, Trump's claiming it. Because he's having so much domestic trouble. Now, when I first read that, I thought it meant at home.
Him and his missus,
No, it's not. I think it's in America.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know it is. So, but Rob's still really concerned that Trump isn't putting enough work in to prepare for when he meets Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And also, he thinks because he's claiming this victory, he might not be sort of, he might not get as much out of North Korea as he should. So what he thinks is, he might, ooh, this is where I'm going to struggle a bit. He's going to stop his, he's going to stop.
This is my favourite bit of the show.
Right, he's going, right, basically he's going to, so it's to stop the nuclear. There's something that's not nuclear, other weapons, missiles.
Yeah.
But not nuclear ones.
Okay.
So he thinks he might stop one, like he might stop one but not the other or something. He's not going to get him to stop everything.
Right.
And Rob thinks, I mean, I've ruined that bit a bit.
Yeah. This next bit
is a good point. He thinks that Trump's basically going to stop the threat to America, so stop the ones that can threaten them, but he thinks it's still going to leave South Korea and Japan open and at risk.
Right, well, by the way, the South Korean leader, written down, it looks like it's pronounced Moon Jae-in. Would you agree with that?
Moon Jae-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have it here, according to YouTube.
Moon Jae-in.
Great.
Moon Jae-in. All right.
The J is harder than I thought. It'd be Moon Jae-in.
Like, because Yong is soft.
Silent.
Silent J. Yo.
Right. Okay, so.
It's not a silent, though, is it? Look, it's still a noise. It's still a y, isn't it?
All right.
So it's not silent.
Mark, okay, we've got to move on. It's time.
I guess to talk to your mum.
Yeah, after.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Quickly.
Yeah, sorry, because I was on holiday, I forgot about this, but I saw an article in the paper today that David Beckham has had the solar system tattooed on the back of his skull.
What?
Yeah, he must have been in a weird headspace.
Boom, boom, shh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just on the hairline.
Great, let's have a look.
It's quite cool, actually. Is that that?
Yeah, very good. Okay, so it's now time for local news. Betty, don't believe it. Betty, where you been? Betty, I've been calling you all day. Betty, where you been?
I've been on holiday.
Betty, you're not going to believe what happened.
What happened?
Someone's broken into porch, Nick, on my yellow pages.
Where'd they break into?
My porch.
Your porch?
They broke in my porch, Nick, on my yellow pages. I've been collecting them all year. Think they'll be valuable later on.
What does that mean? What's going to happen?
My yellow pages! Someone hit my yellow pages!
Do you know who did it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen anyone walking around with 48 yellow pages?
No. But I saw this really tall guy.
What?
He might have been standing on
What
them.
Do you mean? No, don't make a joke now, Betty. I lost my yellow pages. I call the police.
What did they say? Did you know the number?
Do you know what they say? Well, I memorised it. Yeah. 666 upside down. 666 upside down. 666 upside down. 999.
999.
Yeah. So I ring the police. You know what they say to me? Stop prank calling. I'm not prank calling and nick my 48 yellow pages. It's local news. Hi, ma'am.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hello.
Do you want to hear Mark Simmons' joke of the week?
Go on.
David Beckham had the solar system tattooed on his skull. He must have been in a weird headspace.
There you go.
All right, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't actually make sense of the joke, really.
It's all right. Mum, this is a news show. We are speaking to you to find out your news. What's the local news? What's going on?
But it's all about me, really.
Well, hang on. We have had some tweets in.
Have we?
Yeah, we've had a tweet in from a bloke called, I can't remember his name. Here it is. Sean Farrell. Loving the podcast, smashing. I was wondering if I was ever going to hear the latest on the Dingles.
Well, it's all gone quiet.
Oh, yeah.
There's no... Oh, I've got to be careful what I say.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's very quiet here at the moment and everyone's hoping they're going to move.
Okay, fair enough. Fine, there you go. Update on the Dingles. And so what's your news? You said it's all about you.
Well, just going to the Dingles for the last...
What's that?
Weeks or so. And
what's that? Repeat that.
Been to the dentist for about the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
And costing a fortune. Anyway, it's all finished
now.
Yeah,
I know. I'm paying for it.
I had to as well.
Why did you have to?
Because it came for a lot more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
And
I feel like maybe I should chip in.
Yeah, Mark, can you start chipping in, please?
Yes.
If anyone listening would like to donate to my mum's...
GoFundMe page.
If anyone listening would like to donate to my mum's mouth...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And also,
I need to go for a walk.
I never get.
Hold
on a minute. I'm meant to be talking.
Yeah, sorry. Mark's going to take over for a minute.
No.
Oh, right. Anyway, and Gertrude, now I don't get proper sleep because I'm up sort of 6 times during the night letting my dog Gertrude out, go to the toilet. And I have to carry her everywhere because she can't walk properly now. So,
don't bring it down.
All right, well, we'll bring it back up again. I am going out on Sunday with Uncle Dewey, Uncle Rich, Jude,
We're losing you.
It's about
8
of them, anyway.
Okay, it's 8 of them meeting up. That'll do.
Yeah,
8 of them meeting up. Can you stand in a place where there's better signal, please?
Well, how about now?
No, not really.
No, how about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Perfect. Don't move.
Right. Okay, well, so I've finished what I've got to say because there's not much news going on here at the moment.
Well, there was big news, Mum, because Dad's letter went viral.
Is that good?
So any listeners... Is that good?
Viral's probably not.
So any listeners that didn't know about this, my brother went to my parents' house. He found an old letter that was written to one of my teachers from my dad in response to that teacher confiscating a jumper of mine. I posted that on Twitter. It ended up in the Evening Standard.
Did it?
And it went sort of viral.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know what the numbers are for... I don't know how many hits or retweets something has to get to go viral, but it was...
Let's find that out.
It was the most I've ever had. Actually, yeah. What do the numbers have to be for something to go viral? Yeah, so Dad was... everyone loved that, much more than when I, like, sort of post stand-up clips or something.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I was in Ayanapa at the time.
You were what?
I was in Ayanapa.
You were in Ayanapa? What were you doing in Ayanapa?
Well, you know, raining. I went out there with Steve and it was unbelievable. We had this big villa with a swimming pool. It was £70 we paid.
Bloody hell.
I know, it was amazing. And we didn't see daylight whilst we were out there. It's so funny. We didn't see the beaches, nothing.
Okay.
We just went clubbing every night.
It's just a noise now, Mum. We're going to have to let you get... Because the signal's just not good.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pass you over to Michael.
Yeah, let's see if we can get some... sports news.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come. For your sports news, coming to you live from Brighton, England, please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello?
Hello, Sean?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I can barely hear you, but anyway.
Oh, why?
I know, I can hear you better now, it's okay.
Okay, obviously you're now famous, you're now, you've gone viral on the internet after your letter to a teacher.
I can't remember that letter, and I haven't seen it. Will you send me a copy of it or something?
Piers has got it.
Piers has it, I can't remember it at all.
Okay, so, sports news, what's going on?
Well, did you go last week?
I went to the last home game of the season, yeah, we battered them, it was great.
Was it the last home game of the season?
Yeah, QPR against Birmingham, yeah.
Christ, so what have we got, 2 games left?
Well, no, 1 more away game.
And that's it?
Yeah.
On Sunday, yeah. The end of the season really rushes.
Yeah.
The World Cup, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, World Cup. So what are your thoughts on the World Cup? Who's going to win?
Well, I'd like to see England do well. But I think it's anyone's, you know.
Why do you like England to do well as an Irishman? That's not a very popular view.
No, most Irish people would like to see England. I mean, God, we all watch the Premier League. We know the players. I mean, you know what I mean? What's the point of the whole load of Wasilewskis and all these guys? You know what I mean? That you've never seen, you know.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense. You know what I mean? I mean, look how many Man United and Liverpool supporters there are in Ireland, you know?
Yeah, no, fair point. In Belfast, there's actually a Liverpool shop. Like an official Liverpool club shop in Belfast.
I know. Well, look, the King and Queen pub in Brighton becomes a Liverpool cup whenever Liverpool are home. The Liverpool supporters take it over.
All right. There you go.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. So no.
So Man City have won the league. And relegation, the relegation battle at the bottom of the Premier League is tight.
My team are down there.
West Ham are down there. Yeah. Who do you think is going to go down?
I think the three that are there at the minute are the three that go down.
The three that are there at the minute are?
Stoke, Southampton, West Brom.
I'd love Stoke and Southampton to go down just because that would mean that Mark Hughes relegated two teams.
Of course, don't ever forgive.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, any other news? Rugby?
No, no news, not really. Looking forward to the game tomorrow night, Liverpool and Roma.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Dad. Thanks for sports news.
Okay, mate.
Speak to you next time.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye. There we go. Yeah. Sports news from my dad. Going back to what makes something viral, according to the World Wide Web, there are no specific stats to label something as viral. A few years ago, a video could be considered viral if a YouTube video hit 1 million views, but says as of 2011, only if it gets more than 5 million views in a 3 to 7 day period can it be considered viral. Oh, in that case, it definitely didn't go viral.
How many likes did it get?
I think it got like 500,000 maybe.
500,000? Oh, that's viral.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
I think it got... Maybe it was 50,000. I can't remember.
I don't know.
It went on Twitter Moments.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
That helps it get more.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exciting. But what's funny is, like, it all means nothing, doesn't it? Like, your dad doesn't care.
He doesn't know what it means.
No idea.
Funny? Yeah, there you go.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go to Sean's Twitter page, and I'm sure it's
or just
too far
Google
down there.
Sean Wolf dad letter or something. Yeah. Okay, so that was sports news from my dad and local news from my mum. We're going to go to tabloid news. I think
tabloid news
with you. What's going on in the world at the Red Top?
There's quite a lot of stuff. I mean, do you want to go front page first?
You go with what? If this is your section, baby, you tell us what.
A barrister has been axed after spanking sessions with his junior employee on a colleague's desk. That's front page.
Show me that. Well, yeah, that's sort of.
Rumpo of the Bailey.
What's that mean?
I don't know, get actually.
That. So obviously that's a wordplay, but
rump
I don't...
is a bum, isn't it? It's your rump.
Right, okay. I didn't even know that. So when you get rump steak, you're getting bum steak.
You're getting bum steak. Oh, right. Yeah, I've never thought about that.
No.
Oh.
That's all right. It's just a bum.
Rump's
it's not
a bit fattier, isn't it?
It's not a bum hole. If it's a bum hole...
Well, if it's a bum hole, there's nothing there, is there?
Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean? If they just cut
it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. But the cheeks. Bit of bum cheek.
Lovely.
Bit of cow bum cheek. Yes, please.
Yeah. So...
Or not. I was working on something, and I think there was a farmer involved in the thing I was working on. And what are you looking for?
I was just looking for more info about that story, but I can't find it.
Anyway, look, basically, there was a farmer working on a thing, and I think at the end of the thing that I was doing to sort of celebrate, he cooked us one of the pigs that were
really?
The thing, and I couldn't eat it.
Oh, because you've seen the pig, because you met the pig, you felt bad.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I had a vegan sausage, and the farmer was really
but
angry.
But the pig was dead anyway.
It was sad,
so
man.
He just wasted his
life. No, but I'd like, I said hello to it.
Would you
like it if I'd eaten you?
What do you mean? That's a stupid question.
No, not if I'd eaten you. I've got that wrong. I phrased it wrong. But if it was okay to eat people, would you be happy now knowing that if I said to you, oh, I'm gonna take a bite of you when you're dead? would you be happy with that? Would you be happy with that? If it suddenly became normal.
You're going to cook it up.
I'm going to cook
what
you.
What can I go well with?
And I'm going to...
So it depends what you're eating me with.
Carrots.
Because
you're air.
Yeah.
Peas.
I don't like peas.
Doesn't matter you don't like peas.
But this is important. Because
no, it's not.
If you're having me with peas, I don't want you to do it.
No. Hang on. Wait. I think you. No offence. I think you'd just go really well with just some simple veg. So it'd just be Mark Simmons with peas and carrots and really cheap gravy.
Cheap gravy.
Yeah.
Can you
like a proper
can
like
you make the gravy with
class,
can you make
like roast
make the gravy with the vegetable water and then that's all right
whatever anyway would you look seriously
yeah
would you find it Would you be happy if me it, eating
it,
you?
Is it normal
when you're dead? It's not. Everyone does it now.
Yeah, so fine.
Okay, fine. Right, okay, it's more tabloid news. More tabloid news.
More tabloid news.
Yeah.
Brits are obsessed with apologise. Well, this isn't really news because everyone knows this, but they've got some stats.
Well, oh, what's that from? The Star?
That is
there
the
must
Daily
be
Star.
Better stuff than Brits apologise.
Pie and Nash.
What's that?
Why does it say Nash?
Well, have you not read these before?
Yeah, you have. A pie firm was fined £25,000
okay.
after putting a bit of metal in one of its pies so that it can sort of work, test its safety checks, and then it missed it. So it couldn't find it. So it's been fined 25. Chicken and bacon.
What,
spice.
So they lost the metal thing?
Yeah.
So the metal thing ended up being in someone's pie?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And explain the wordplay there, pie and Nash, with
yeah,
the GN.
Nash, I don't get, again, Nash, what? What's that got to do with metal? Nash.
Do they?
Nashers? Nashers are your teeth.
Yeah, like maybe it'd hurt if you bit into a bit of metal.
Yeah, that's rubbish, that's isn't it? That's, exactly. That's really bad.
Yeah.
So what's the? Have you ever found anything weird in food that's not meant to be there?
I got a paella once in... Where were we? I think we're in Ibiza. I got a paella and it just had the skull of a fish in it.
Right, that's understandable that that's there.
Oh, that freaked me out and I couldn't finish
really?
It and we had to leave.
Was it meant to be there?
Don't know.
It must have been.
Surely.
So it's just looking at you.
Yeah, I think it's a bit iffy.
Yeah.
Like the face of a fish, just the bone looking at me. No.
Mm.
I can't eat whole fish. I genuinely...
Oh, right.
I once asked for a whole sea bass, not knowing stupidly, naively what that meant.
Right.
In Edinburgh. I was with Roisin Connerty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this person put the fish down in front of me with the face and the eye looking at me.
God.
And I screamed and ran out of the restaurant.
You didn't scream.
100%
no,
I did.
Actually, no, I do believe you
yeah,
screamed.
Exactly, you know I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, terrified.
Have I ever told you about when my ex-girlfriend worked in Cafe Nero?
Which ex-girlfriend?
Wow. how do you want me to describe them? Like,
well, by name.
Oh, well, I don't want to name them.
Is it the famous one?
No.
It's not the famous one?
No.
Okay,
no.
Am I allowed to say the famous one? It's just real life.
I don't know, really.
Mark's ex-girlfriend is Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
There you go, a bit of trivia for the listeners. That is mental, isn't it? I'm just talking to them. I'm just trying to have a conversation.
That's the general response I get when anyone finds out. What, you? You?
Ellie Goulding!
That's where, no.
Oh, did you see her in those adverts where she's like kicking a... Punch bag or whatever.
Of course
or kick
do,
bag.
Mate. Of course I bloody do.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere without seeing it.
Poor you. I'd
hate
I taught
that. Her to kick.
When we... Well,
I
sorry?
I taught her to kick, didn't
this
I?
This is hilarious.
She did taekwondo.
So in the adverts, for whatever she's doing at the moment, probably shampoo or something,
yeah.
She's kicking that kick bag.
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen that, but
you
she's
taught,
kicking it, is she?
Watch the advert. Watch the... Okay, when we're going to play a song, we're going to YouTube the ad, and I want you to talk about her technique.
I'll criticise the technique.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she used to do taekwondo, and I used to teach it.
And that's how you met?
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Well, I don't know why we've never talked about that before.
I don't know if it's good
I
to talk about
it. I bet people tweet in now.
Tweet
in with your questions.
Good?
What do you want to know about Mark's intimate relationship with Ellie Goulding?
No, I don't think you can do that, can you? I don't think it's...
No, probably not.
I'll get sued. I
think you'll be all right. Don't worry.
Good publicity.
Look, just before we go to a song, I want to read this out loud. Okay? This is to do with the space travel thing we were talking about earlier.
Oh,
okay. Spaceship 2 flight plan. So I don't know if that's necessarily Virgin Galactic, but it's the same sort of thing. Spaceship 2 is lofted to 50,000 feet altitude, right, by its White Knight 2 carrier aircraft. 2. After separating, Spaceship 2 fires its rocket engine for 70 seconds to accelerate to 2,500 miles per hour. 3. Rocket shuts down and the craft coasts higher, passing 328,000 feet. The passengers cross the line where flyers are considered astronauts, right?
Yeah.
4. Craft reaches its highest altitude, 361,000 feet. Passengers experience 5 minutes of weightlessness.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Right. It's probably the best radio show's ever been. Re-entry through Earth's atmosphere, rudders in feathered configuration.
Do you know what that means?
6. At 70,000 feet, rudders are de-feathered into gliding configuration. Landing gear and skid are deployed for landing on a conventional runway.
Doesn't say how quick it's going
to
be.
But I didn't really get to what I wanted to find out.
But
there you go.
I mean, how much is that going to cost? That's going to cost a lot.
You're not going to be able to save tokens in the sun.
I imagine. Not.
Yeah.
Or you'll be near the sun.
There you go. It's song time. We'll be coming back. We'll be getting the weather from comedian Susie Ruffle. But first, You Don't Walk Away From Love by Peace.
I'm not leaving footprints behind me. I'm not moving anywhere fast. My body's reluctant to exit, but to leave what I adore and treasure in the past. 'Cause every time I try to walk away, I can't move my lips, I can't turn my head. I just wanna look you in the face, 'cause you don't walk away from love. Marching to your beat like a zombie, and I'm mesmerized and standing still, stationary. Every time I walk down another road, these blockades are rivers wide enough.
That song was going to end that quickly.
Really sudden.
Sorry, really, really unprofessional.
What happened to the normal end where you sort of the music and.
I must have. Do you know what? That song was quite. I was quite enjoying that song.
Yeah, I was.
Without really realising.
I don't
it.
Know what it was. What was it?
It was You Don't Walk Away From Love by Peace.
Ah, did you know that before?
Before what?
Had you heard of it?
No. Oh. I don't know any of the music that we play on this. I have no idea. Okay, so, well, it's time for the weather.
Weather.
Find out what the weather is. I mean, I know what the weather is here.
It's lovely outside.
Let's find out what the weather is wherever Susie Ruffle is. Hello, Susie.
Hello, Sean.
How's
Hello.
It going?
Hello, Mark. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, a couple of things we want to talk about before you give us the weather.
Sure, go for it.
First of all, of course, you're on tour. Now, I know you wanted to come on the radio show anyway because you just wanted to talk to us, and it just so happens that you are on tour.
Yeah, this is the length that I go to try and... try and hang out with you, Sean.
Exactly.
Just calling into your show.
Yeah, I know. So talk us through the tour. Is this this is last year's Edinburgh show?
Last year's Edinburgh show, first solo tour. Got a handful of dates left. It's been very good fun. I've enjoyed it, actually. I've really enjoyed it.
Is it, is it about some... I mean, I know you get asked this sort of thing all the time and it's boring, but if it is about something, then that is interesting. Is it about something?
It's a bit about class.
Oh, yeah.
A bit about my family and a bit about a breakup.
Okay, nice. Oh,
and
cool.
Then,
good.
Yeah.
Lovely. And have you done, have you got your London shows, or have you done them, or are they not
in
yet?
I've done my London shows. I've done my Soho run. That's been and gone. But I've got a handful of, I've got...
Where's it end? Do you know where it ends?
Coventry it ends.
Oh, that's disappointing, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh man! You always want to end in London.
That's a lie.
I mean, you can't say that because you're on tour. I'm not on tour at the moment, so I can. That is a rubbish place to end a tour.
No, I mean that's not a lie. What I mean is the lie is that it's not Coventry. I've got Portsmouth after that, which is my hometown. Oh,
that's even better.
That's lovely.
No, but then after that, I've got Southend. But I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So I mean, you'd rather not end a tour in Southend. I think London or hometown for me.
Well, it's close. It's 2 days after the Portsmouth date, so hopefully just be riding high. Okay. Hopefully I'll still be being carried by people of Portsmouth all the way to Southend.
And are you on... you're on John Richardson's new show, Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
A Warrior. What's that about?
It's about different people's worries, and I take... It's John Richardson, so he's anxious, and it's different people coming in and talking about... different things that sort of make them anxious, and John sort of trying to decide how much of a worry it is, and whether it's
more
or less all the worries that he has in his life all of the time.
It's Room 101, but with worries.
Sort of similar to that, I guess.
Yes, you're allowed to say it. It's not slagging the show off. That's
fine. No, it was really fun. It was super fun.
Oh,
I did it with your friend and mine, Josh Whittacombe. So
great. Things we want to quickly discuss before you give us the weather are...
So
do you know the politician, the Tory politician that's just been made Home Secretary, who's been in the news a lot in the last 2 days?
Javid. That's right, isn't it?
Javid,
this is brilliant that you don't know, actually.
Is actually his last name. So what happens is sometimes when myself and Mark get a bit nervous about how to pronounce someone's name, because this is a very, it's a very serious news show, this. YouTube the name and then we play that instead of saying it and then try and work out how to say it as the show goes on. So
lovely.
So here's his name according to YouTube.
Sajid.
Javid.
Right, so...
Javid, yeah, okay.
Right, so... See? Yes, she did it!
No,
so
she didn't.
I think she did. So I think that's like Sajid, David.
I think it's Sajid, the way it's said.
So we're going to play it one more time. Is it Sajid or Sajid? Right, here we go.
Sajid.
Javid.
It's Sajid. It's obviously Sajid.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Are you saying that's what it sounds like?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hang on, Sean, don't jump in. Because he says Sajid, doesn't
no,
he?
No, you've got weird ears.
What are you talking about? Ears. This is nonsense.
No, it's Sajid.
Please tweet in, because this is unbelievable.
Okay, right, and Susie, the other thing I'd like to know is, would you be okay, if it was normal, would you be... it's quite a weird thing to imagine.
This is a weird start, go on.
Would you be okay with... It doesn't necessarily have to be me, a close friend of your... Say, Tom Allen... Okay,
who's
a comedian that you do a podcast? You do a podcast with him, don't you? Right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Would you be comfortable with Tom when you're dead eating you?
Okay. Can we go a couple of steps back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has something happened? Is it like?
That's
a good point.
If that's the case and I'm dead, then yeah, absolutely, Tom can go down.
No, all it is, basically, I was on a farm and I met a pig, and then the farmer then subsequently killed the pig and then, was having a barbecue and I couldn't eat it because I'd met the pig. I was too upset.
I think you're really belittling mine and Tom Allen's friendship if you think you had that with a pig.
Well, no.
You're actually really good mate. No, I don't think he thinks of me as his pig.
But Mark wouldn't mind if I ate him, which I think's weird.
Yeah, that is weird, Mark.
Is it?
Okay, all right. So, so you think you wouldn't want Tom, in a normal situation, to you wouldn't want Tom to eat you at your funeral?
No.
Okay, right.
What if he really wanted to?
No, it's not a matter.
Well, you're not that good friends then, are you?
The other thing is, what vegetable sides do you think you would go best with? So, if this was like MasterChef, it'd be like Susie Ruffle with...
Like Maybe some applesauce and some green beans.
Lovely.
Ah,
lovely. I prefer that.
I think you'd go quite nice as it with a jacket potato. Susie.
What?
I don't know. I just think, yeah.
No, I like that. Applesauce and green beans with a bit of Susie Ruffle. Mark is going to go with carrots and peas frozen with cheap gravy. Susie, can you give us the weather wherever you are? Where are you?
I'm on the South Bank by the National Theatre.
Okay, lovely.
It's blue skies. There's a little bit of grey in the distance.
Yeah.
But it's looking pretty sunny. But I think it might get a bit greyer as the afternoon goes on.
Oh, that's sad. I was hoping for a completely sunny day. Okay, so ending on a bit of a low, really, there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, you really put me in a bad mood after talking to me about my friend eating me. I'm sort of pissed off in general.
We should get Tom Allen on and ask him.
That's what we're going to do next
week.
We're
going to
see
week.
If Tom Allen would eat you. Susie, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for the weather.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the rest of the tour.
Cheers, mate.
Ta-da.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
There you go. A fantastic Susie Ruffle there. Very funny. And we've got some dates here, but you might as well Google them. She's brilliant. Go and check her out. And look out for her on John Richardson's new show, Ultimate Warrior. That is basically the end.
Yeah.
Newsish. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Please RT if we tweet it. All the stuff. Tweet us. Talk to us about anything you want to with the show.
Yeah.
Some feedback, maybe, how we can improve. And also, listen out for our sister show, Filmish. Basically the same show, but about film.
On Friday.
And Susie Ruffle's song to go out with is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Mm.
Oh, lovely. Who's now dead.